This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At this time, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, in studio with us. Rich, appreciate you being here, especially on this day, post-primary election. Not a lot of surprises, frankly, and a low voter turnout overall, about 75% of registered voters. But the mayor's race, obviously, is the focus.
It was obviously the premier race, and they've got all the attention, not just because of the TV commercials, but it is the biggest city in the region, and it's the hub of this region economically. Downtown Pittsburgh and Oakland, it's two of the biggest job generators between downtown and Oakland traditionally. And it sets a tone for what the region does. And, you know, obviously we've had something that's never occurred in a century where two times in a row the residents of the city of Pittsburgh had said, we want a different mayor. 4 years ago, they asked for a different mayor, and that new mayor was Ed Gainey. And then last night, they asked for a new mayor, and the new mayor is going to be Cory O'Connor.
The difference in the primary this time, as you pointed out to me just before we went on the air, was you had three people running. Bill Peduto trying to stay. I had thought he pretty much gave up at that point, but that wasn't the case. Tony Moreno, who was a Democrat, who then after the fact got a write-in to be the Republican candidate, and he won over Thomas West. But you had three people, and you pointed out Ed Gainey's numbers last night were the same.
4 years ago, Ed Gainey got 47% of the vote. Yesterday, Ed Gainey got 47% of the vote. Now, the difference was Bill Peduto got 40% of the vote 4 years ago, whereas yesterday, Cory O'Connor got 53% of the vote. So you've seen, you know, last time the mayor lost by about 7 points. Yesterday, the mayor lost by about 7 points. So it's really a lesson, I think, for anybody who wants to be the executive. It really is, people are going to be dissatisfied if they don't feel like the basics are being done. And I think we saw some of that, whether it be snow removal, turning on water fountains, development, things like that. Public safety obviously became a very big issue. And I think it's a lesson probably for, you know, Cory O'Connor as he starts to put, you know, his thoughts together and a team together that, you know, just because I won yesterday and got 53% of the vote doesn't mean if I don't do a good job that people are going to reelect me, because we've seen the last two cycles, people have not reelected the mayor.
And he's young enough. He could have a long historic run if things go well. That said, the dynamics of the two in the same party, Ed Gainey's still the mayor for the rest of this year, and there is a race. So technically, he will run against Tony Moreno. Historically, it will be Cory O'Connor by a landslide based on the numbers of the Republicans that showed up to vote.
Yeah, I mean, let's be, you know, this math is math. And yesterday, Cory O'Connor got 32,000 votes. Tony Moreno got 2,000 votes. So, I mean, I think, you know, you got to look at reality of where we've been. So, no, he's going to run a race. Cory's going to go out and campaign and do the things, and he's going to be the controller for the next 7 months. He's still got to do the duties. It'll also be interesting because his office is right down the hall from County Executive Sarah Inamorata. So we've got two, this is really a generational change as well. You've got a 40-year-old mayor and a 39-year-old county executive. I mean, it's the next generation who are doing the leadership in this city, in this county. When again, you know, Ed Gainey is 15 or 16 years older than Corey O'Connor, and obviously Sarah much, much younger than the last county executive who served in that office.
In his current role as Allegheny County Controller, for those that don't know, that's a numbers job and kind of a watchdog position on the budget. So he knows about that part, the money. And then obviously being over a decade on city council, he has that experience. But he's 40. He'll put a team together in this process as you go through the rest of this year.
Yeah, he also has experience in Washington. He had previously served in Congressman Mike Doyle's office. So he understands that from that standpoint. Obviously, his dad, who was, you know, former mayor, former city councilman, and a mentor of mine when I was starting into politics 25 years ago, Corey learned an awful lot of lessons from his dad about going everywhere and doing things and responding to people's concerns. And I think that's the kind of mayor he will be. And again, you've got this relationship now between these next 7 months as the transition occurs between Mayor Gainey and Controller O'Connor, and then the relationship between the county executive and the mayor also is really important in how development is done in the Golden Triangle, how work with the cultural amenities, the universities, the sports teams. There's a lot of interaction that occurs between those two offices, and I think it'll go very well. I think these are two really energetic people that want to do good for this region.
Well, we have more to talk about with Rich Fitzgerald, and we've reached out to Corey to congratulate him. It's been a contentious race at times, but now in the same party, these men...
Government, deliver. Deliver a police force that is large enough to support our residents and have a chief of police.
Amen. Corey O'Connor last night in his acceptance speech as he defeats incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey in this primary. And Rich, again, please explain that the primary, A, people can only vote in the registered parties.
Yes.
And then, even though it's a primary based on history in this city for that job, it's pretty much a slam dunk.
It has been for the last 100 years. So, I mean, I guess technically a Republican could win the mayor's race. Technically, Tommy Pham could be the home run this year, but I wouldn't bet on it. So, look, the reality is the reality. And I think, again, Corey O'Connor ran a hard, hard race, worked hard. It was a tough race. The incumbent, Ed Gainey, you know, tried to put, you know, his record and put his best foot forward. And the voters obviously made another decision. And one of the things that I think all executives, whether you're the mayor, the county executive, the governor, the president, that the gold standard in this town was a guy named Davy Lawrence, who was the mayor many, many years ago. And Davy Lawrence had a saying, good government is the best politics. And really, when it comes down to the executive, if you're doing the basics, if you are paving the potholes, if you are picking up the garbage, if people feel safe, if you don't have encampments, and on and on and on, the basics really matter. And sometimes people get into office and start to do things that are outside their lane, world climate, world hunger, you know, what's happening in Palestine, et cetera, et cetera. But when you elect a mayor, you elect an executive, a county commissioner at the county level, you want them to take care of like the basics, public safety, quality of life issues. And I think that's probably a lesson. Last year we had a presidential election and they decided to make a change. They got a new executive in the president's office. Yesterday we saw a mayor, a new executive in the mayor's office. Next year we're going to have a governor's race. And 2 years after that, we're going to have a county executive race. So I think it's a lesson for the folks that are sitting in those offices that basics matter. Do the basics for people's quality of life and safety.
How will the cooperation, do you feel, be between the mayor and knowing he's, you know, got 7 months left and then he's out, and then the transition? How does that work inside the party in a situation like this? Because it's pretty rare.
Well, we actually had it 4 years ago. Ed Gainey was a state representative He won the primary in May. Mayor Peduto was the mayor for the next 7 months, 8 months through the end of the year. There was a transition. Ed Gainey brought a whole bunch of new people in. We'll see what Corey O'Connor does as far as that goes. What I think you will start to see is hopefully some work between some of the folks from Corey's team and some of the people in the Gainey administration on running the nuts and bolts of government, how permits work, what road paving, what vehicles need to be bought, you know, the purchases. Again, the stuff that isn't always all that exciting, but it really, really matters. Development deals that are already in place, you know, to continue with those. Obviously, the transition for the draft and some of the other things that are happening that are going to be big issues. So I think because Corey's in town, he's in across the street in the courthouse in the county controller's office, he'll have some time to be able to work both with the county executive and the mayor on this transition that will occur in January.
What kind of collaboration does a mayor and county executive, you know this firsthand, obviously you spent 12 years in that office, and with the young talent in place in the near future, how do you see that cooperation between those two?
I think it'll be very good. Sarah is very pragmatic, and we've seen that in County Executive Inamorata's first couple of years. We saw the way she handled the storm situation and some other issues. You know, the things happening at the airport continue to go well. Obviously, there's some challenges with funding on transit and PRT, but I think that Corey's and Sarah have been working together on the. They serve together on the county's pension board. They serve together on the jail oversight board. They do a lot of interaction that occurs between those two offices. So they already have a relationship in working together. I think it'll be fine. I mean, they've obviously got to work together when it comes to some of the big development deals that will occur in the city. They share a number of boards, the Sports and Exhibition Authority. They both make appointments to Alcosan. They both make appointments to the Regional Asset District. They both make appointments to. So on many of these operations, they're going to be together. The development in the Strip District is, between the URA and the County's Redevelopment Authority, these things happen collaboratively, and they need to be collaborative. And again, when they go to Washington, when they go to Harrisburg, when they go to an outside entity, they need to be on the same page so that we can move forward.
One of the things I thought about that you're also involved in your role, representing, helping with 10 counties in the city is the draft plans. So when Corey actually takes over, obviously it'll be just a few months before the draft, but the plans to roll up to that point are already in place. And I assume those things will continue.
Yeah, they will. And some of the big developments that are happening in downtown, Arts Landing over on the 8th and Penn development, what's happening in Market Square, I'm sure Corey not only will be briefed on that, will be very much engaged in how a lot of that is happening, I'm sure. And he's also, Corey's got really good relationships already in Harrisburg with some of the leaders like Senator Costa and Senator Fontana that were very, very helpful to him. So I don't see a real problem with him hitting the ground running. Again, he's got a great relationship with Governor Shapiro, which I think obviously is going to be very helpful. So I think these relationships will really matter. And the fact that, as you said, Larry, he served on city council for 3 terms. He's now been, in his second term as county controller. So he's had a finger in both areas where he knows how things work and how the operation of governance works. And he's a Pittsburgher. I mean, he's grown up here. His dad was obviously a city councilman and the mayor, and had Bob also worked in the governor's office for Governor Rendell for a short period of time. So Corey got to see a lot of this firsthand, grow up in it. And, I think there's a lot of lessons that he can take and do them in a positive way.
And we're going to check in with Corey right after the news at 8. He's getting his kids ready. He said, you reached out to him. Thank you for that. And I texted him also. He's going to be out there with the thank you. So explain what the thanks sign means to Corey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, if people may remember, it was actually 20 years ago, almost to the day that Bob O'Connor got elected mayor in 2005. Tragically, Bob only was able to serve a few months in 2006 before he became ill and then passed away. But one of the famous things Bob did was after Bob won the mayor's primary, he stood on in Schenley Park, the road that takes you kind of down through the Boulevard of the Allies, with a huge sign telling people thank you. And it's a picture of that in the Post Gazette, and famously done. And Bob was one of those guys that just thanked the people who had given him this honor and this opportunity. And it sounds like the apple hasn't fallen very far from the tree, and his son is going to be doing the same thing.
So we will check in with Corey O'Connor coming up. We're with Rich Fitzgerald. More to come. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Every Wednesday in this hour, and with your expertise, especially relative and important today, Rich, appreciate your insight. I tell Aaron, our producer, I learn something every week with your visits. And in the midst of the election, there are obviously a lot of other stories. Something going on today could be very important.
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, obviously it's almost in the rearview mirror, but we had a series of storms in this region, and people were without power for a long time. And one of the people who had, you know, taken the lead in you know, aftermath of this, we have on now a State Representative Mandy Steele. We talked about the generational change that happened yesterday in the mayor's office. Representative Steele is one of those young people that is now, you know, in leadership position and taking over. All you young people keep taking over, Mandy. I don't know what it is, but I know when you came on a couple weeks ago, you mentioned this hearing you were going to be holding in the aftermath of lessons learned. And can you update us as to when that will be and what's going on? And welcome.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. And let me say that I sure appreciate the young person comment as I am currently staring down 50 in a couple of years. So I'll take it. but yeah, you know, in my district, we were hit very hard by that storm, and we had thousands of people without power. We had people without power for 16 days, believe it or not. And, you know, that's a heck of a challenge for anyone, but especially for our senior citizens and our residents that have medical complications. So we know these storms are going to continue to happen. We have data from all the major weather forecasting agencies in the country that indicate that big widespread storms will continue to hit southwestern Pennsylvania. We've got to figure out a way to be better prepared for the next one.
And that unprecedented power outage, and 16 days is incredible, Representative Steele. But the power companies are, I'll be curious what their reaction is. They're saying these are maybe once in a lifetime, and we can expect more of these intense storms in the future. What do you suppose, or what would you like them to be able to do to maybe reconnect people sooner? I don't know. It was a massive situation.
It was a massive situation. And the providers made some mistakes, but they did a whole lot right too, starting with the linemen who were out there around the clock working in very dangerous conditions to get power restored as fast as possible. My major issue with the electric providers at this point is the communication was lacking. So we had some residents who were receiving regular updates from Duquesne Lights, but the majority of people were not. And so that created a lot of fear and anxiety for people and also prevented them from planning, from figuring out, do we need a hotel? Do we need to find a relative to stay with? What should we do with our food, et cetera? And so that's an improvement that they can make. I believe that they will acknowledge that tonight at this public hearing. We also need to examine how we are going to make communities themselves more ready for big storms, which we know are coming because of climate change fueled intense storms. For example, we had some police stations, some fire departments who did not have backup generation. So when the storm hit and they lost power, they went dark. So we need to figure out ways to get generation into points in the community that are absolutely essential. A, B, we need to figure out how to keep people who have medical complications, who are senior citizens, who have septic systems, for example, how to make them more ready. And so we will really take a good comprehensive look at what changes need to be made for the next round of storms.
So give us
that hearing is tonight. Go ahead, sir.
No, I just give us those details again, Representative, where how people can either participate, tune in, show up, some of those details of what they can expect this evening.
Yes, thank you, Rich. The hearing is, it's a public hearing. It's tonight at 6:30 at the Laurie Ann West Community Center in O'Hara Township. That's on Powers Run Road. And we have space for about 200 people. The news stations will be there and the newspapers. There's a lot of people who are very interested in hearing what's going to be discussed tonight. We will also live stream the hearing for those that can't make it in person. And they can check out my Facebook page, Rep Steele, to watch that live stream.
Well, we talk about, an election yesterday that I think many people thought was about the basics, your basic power, your basic quality of life. And obviously, this is one of those things that hit so many of us in southwestern Pennsylvania, whether you lost power for a few hours or, as you said, 16 days. It's really unbelievable. So thank you for being with us and good luck this evening.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah,
bye.
We'll follow up. Appreciate your time.
Take care.
Representative Mandy Steele representing the 33rd District. And coming up, we're going to check on the rain and flooding potential. And then Rich is going to stick with us just after the news at 8. We're going to check in with Corey O'Connor. Coming up,
Persky and White News Desk. Pittsburgh will have a new mayor next year, and it will likely be this man.
I want my kids to raise their families here, like my wife Katie and I are doing. I want you to raise your kids and your grandkids here.
And he has a legacy, for those that don't know. His late father was mayor of the city. So this is, at some point, people predicted this would happen years ago. Someday, Corey will be mayor, right, Rich?
The generations turn over, and those things happen. And, I think Corey has a great opportunity. He's going to, hit the ground running. He's got, great experience, working in city government, working in county government, working in federal government, so he should be good.
A 21-year-old man has been charged with giving alcohol to the 20-year-old fan who fell 21 feet at PNC Park from his seat in right field. And meanwhile, Kevin Markwood's recovery from critical injuries continues.
Well, that's the most important part of this. Kind of sad that that part of the story has just come out now. After a few weeks. But again, his recovery has been remarkable so far.
I know for me, it was a surprise to find out that he was up and walking just days after falling that far. A beloved cast member from one of TV's biggest shows of the 80s has died.
Afternoon, everybody.
George Wendt, best known as Norm Peterson on Cheers from 1982 to 1993.
And Rich, I'm guessing at some point you watched an episode of Cheers.
One of my favorite shows.
It was one of the best, most successful sitcoms on television of all time.
It really was. And then obviously the spinoff of Frasier was also a good show. So it was. It's one of those classic shows. And everyone knew Norm, that's for sure. His seat at the bar and how he operated.
And pretty much any neighborhood bar has a Norm. That's
exactly
why it was so successful.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Rich. Coming up right after the news, we're going to check in with Corey O'Connor on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald. I know it's post-primary, so a lot of talk about that. What are other some of the things on the radar? The airport's getting a lot of attention as it gets closer and closer to being completed.
Yeah, I think you're certainly right, the airport, and I think a lot of interest in, and we talked about this before, but the data center operations that are starting to pop up, and the amount of jobs that are going to be needed, particularly in building these out and the infrastructure that's going to be needed throughout this region, not just, I mean, we've been focused on the city of Pittsburgh yesterday, but a lot of this work is going to be done in the Indiana counties and in the Westmoreland counties and Lawrence counties, et cetera. So there's a lot of activity. And I think one of the biggest activities we've got in this region right now is training the workers. You know, we need to keep these workers and keep our young people, but they need to have the skills. Companies are looking for workers, from our biggest institutions to our mom and pop restaurants in Main Street neighborhoods. So, I think that's probably one of the biggest things that we have going on right now.
And we have, with some of the things that you've shared with us, these infrastructure jobs, construction, you know, like Homer City, you know, that's just one spot. There are going to be a lot of jobs in the trades.
There really are. And our educational institutions, whether it be our apprenticeship programs, whether it be our community colleges, you know, one of the things concerning is obviously the Penn State announcement that we may lose some of the branch campuses in places like Fayette County and Westmoreland County. And I think that'll have an effect. And we just need, in this next generation of jobs that are out there, they're different jobs than we were learning about when we were coming out of school. You've got to have a lot of technology, a lot of training within, you know, automation and IT. So that's a big challenge for this region, to make sure that the next generation of people are ready to take these jobs and ready to compete with the rest of the world.
Speaking of compete, how about the Pirates hiring Gene Lamont, who was really a protege of Jim Leland? Then he became the successor, and now pulled him out of retirement at age 78 to work with the Pirates.
What goes around comes around again, right? So Gene comes back and to give some of the sage advice, I'm sure that the manager and some of the players will be able to utilize. And, you know, we win last night, still struggling with that offensive part of the game, and maybe we can get a few more runs today. We'll see.
Well, certainly I'm personally rooting for the team and Don Kelly, because he – had a big challenge, you know, given to him as an opportunity, but a lot of work to do.
That's for sure. And though the Paul's going today, he's probably going to give some great advice as well. So he'll bring that good luck charm.
All right, coming up, Corey O'Connor will join Rich and I. Rich, gracious enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.